재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Real Life Korean. We've got Sun Kyung-hwa, our teacher from the website talktomeinkorean.com here in the studio. Good morning, Kyung-hwa.
Good morning.
What are we doing today?
Today, I'm going to talk about 족보.
족보.
Yes.
Not to be confused with 족발.
No way.
It's not lunch yet.
No.
All right. What is 족보?
This 족 doesn't mean pig. This 족 is from 가족.
가족.
Yes, so it means family.
That's like the tribe, the 혼밥족 and all that stuff, all those jokes.
That's right. And 보 of 족보 is from 계보, which means genealogy. So 족보 means family tree or genealogical record.
Got it.
Not every Korean family keeps their 족보 in their house, but in the house of a family's eldest son of the eldest son, you will be able to find their 족보.
And, I mean, this is not just a nice thing to have. You kind of need this for all kinds of bureaucratic and legal stuff, right?
That's right. The eldest brother of my father also has a very, very thick 족보 book in his house.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you open up your family's 족보, it basically has all the names of your family from the earliest known ancestor to all the descendants that led to you.
Mm.
And if you listen to Korean people's conversations, especially when two people who have the same surname meet for the first time, you can easily hear one asking the other questions like, 어디 김씨예요? 어디 이씨예요?
I remember learning this for the first time, you know, years ago that, I mean, there's only a relative handful of Korean names, right? Let's say 10 last names, give or take,
mm-hmm.
and five that are really, really prominent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then within those, within Kim's and Che's and Park's,
mm-hmm.
there's like branches.
That's right.
And I had a friend, his last name was Wang. And I said, so, you know, and he told me this story about hundreds of years ago, a feud between this Wang side and that Wang side. And I said, so if your daughter met somebody from that other unrelated Wang side, would you let them marry? He said, no, absolutely not.
Wow.
You know, so these things carry forward. There's a historical memory,
I
think, certainly among traditional Koreans.
Yeah, their parents wouldn't approve.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't you remember what happened in 1347? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. So even though they have the same surname, their ancestors can be different. And the person who is asked will answer like, 김해 김씨예요 or 경주 이씨예요. And the name of the area, like 김해 or 경주, is where their ancestors, I mean, more precisely, the earliest known ancestor was born.
Do you know where the earliest known son was born?
보성.
보성.
Yes. When the Nokcha is very famous.
Do you come from a famous family of Nokcha raisers?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm from the Bosong sons.
Yes,
okay.
Bosong son, that's right.
All right.
And I'm not sure if people who have a common surname like Kim or Yi or Che also go into more detail, but if their surname is not very common, they often even trace which generation they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm in the 33rd generation like that.
Wow.
And finding out where someone is in the family tree or figuring out how two people are connected in the family tree is 족보를 따지다 in Korean.
Ah, so you're tracing that kind of?
Yes.
There you go.
So if you track down the origins of anything, not only family tree, you can use this expression. So if you track down, for example, when and where 한류 started, you can say 한류의 족보를 따지다.
Do we know where Hallyu started?
I'm not sure.
You got to trace it back.
Maybe H.O.T.?
I think we could start a real lively debate over which person or group started Hallyu.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a whole family tree in and of itself.
Also, students are familiar with this word 족보, but for a different reason. They might not be curious about their ancestors, but their biggest concern is exams.
Mm.
In order to do well on their exams, they sometimes collect previous test questions.
Mm-hmm.
The questions on tests given in previous semesters, like by the same teacher or professor. And that collection is called 족보.
Ah, so that's a much more pressing concern to students than their family tree. But afterwards, they'll be maintaining that family tree book, or at least one of the relatives will, in the house. That'll do it for today. I'll see you again one more time tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.